Michael Avery with Classic Business.
Well, time to talk about the big tech story of the day in the markets, EOH, and up at the close there, just to double check because my eyes sometimes deceive me, up, yes, 55.2% at the close, just over 20 Rand. That's after earnings came in pretty much in line with the recent guidance. The group reported a loss of 3.3 billion for the first half. That's on the back of significant impairments. Normalized revenue is steady at just over 8.2 billion Rand. And with cash on the balance sheet of almost a billion, as I was discussing now with the market commentator tonight, Rob Tarwell, it's a big loss on the gross margin side. Gross margin for the half year was down from 32% to 20%, so that's a 35% drop there. And it also impaired the value of certain assets by 1.7 billion. Group CEO Stephen van Coller is on the line. Stephen, welcome.
How are you doing, Michael?
I'm doing very well, thanks. I'm sure even you were surprised by some of that bounce back over the last few days. Can you just explain how you get from your current EBITDA to your normalized EBITDA? You do provide a reconciliation of sorts, but the biggest item, discontinuing business largest recon item, is 370 million. It's a little unclear. And it includes the completion of remaining large-scale public sector ERP projects. Can you just expand on that?
Yeah, if you remember, at the end of last year, my first presentation, we talked about closing down a line of business. And this was really what was hurting us significantly in the public sector, because we had embarked on these big ERP change programs that take, you know, sometimes 3 or 4 years to get completed, and we were finding it very difficult within the public sector, given all the changes that were going on, to actually scope them properly, deliver them properly, and then get paid for them. So we decided that we would just close out the projects that we already had, honor the contracts, but not start anymore. And so clearly what happens then is there's no new revenue coming in, but you've got costs against those projects, but those should be finished largely by the end of this year.
Okay, and when it comes to collecting on various legacy public sector debtors, we know it's always difficult to get government to pay. I believe you've just settled with Nelson Mandela Bay Municipality and expecting a chunky payout next month. How is that progressing overall?
Yeah, so we've done a lot of work, and I suppose some of the issues are exactly where we have problems, is where we haven't got proper POs and in place, and therefore it's very difficult to get paid out of a municipality. So we've had to do a huge reconciling job, and then, you know, I sit with the municipalities and the public sector and go through and understand what they're prepared to pay, what they're not prepared to pay, and then settle. And that's been, you know, quite a good process. We've probably processed close on 200 million rands worth of public sector payments that weren't being paid when I arrived.
Now, looking at your margin, your group margin dropped by some 35%, as I said in my intro, from just over 30% to 20%. Are you going to recover some of that over the medium term? What does your margin outlook look like?
So if you have a look at our margin, there's clearly some things that are, in a way, you know, one-off. We've got the discontinuing business operations of 3.5% of that decline. You've got the Nextec water and energy sector margins, which is really where we've had very slow implementation on government projects because they just don't have the money to pay us to implement. And so you have the full staff complement, but you don't have them working at full capacity. And then we've also got on the international ERP businesses, which we are selling off, we've seen margin squeeze there. So really, and then there was one, we had two big hardware sales, which are obviously much lower margin than we normally work at, but they're very cash light and they're very quick, and it's a good profit. So there's been a margin squeeze, probably about 2.5-3% on the 32. I mean, I think given South Africa's economy, that will continue. You know, we expect margins to normalize around the mid-20s. in the next 18 months.
Okay, and obviously the market was clearly concerned about your balance sheet and debt, with you having to take all of those impairments of intangibles and others. You've said today that you're going to be selling some non-core assets in order to repair that balance sheet a little bit. A difficult market in which to be selling assets right now, though, isn't it, Stephen?
Not. We've had an incredible amount of interest. I think we're very lucky, as a lot of these assets are actually profit making. But when we went through our strategy, decided where we thought EOH as a business could have a differentiated offering, some of these assets didn't make it through that filter. And so we just believe if we're not going to be investing in them, it's best for shareholders and employees to find homes for them. And given that they're profitable and they're good businesses, there's actually a lot of people looking to bulk up and consolidate at the moment.
And what is that differentiated proposition that will underpin this strategy now that will see you recover your margin back into the mid-20s?
Yeah, so there's sort of three parts of the business. You've got the RCT business, which is, you know, really a systems integrator. We're looking to, you know, we live in this two-speed world at the moment where you've got a lot of old technology and people are moving it onto the cloud and they're moving into open source and they're moving into new technology. We sit in, you know, both sides of those worlds. So there's a lot of the strategy is to be around client-centric solutions and moving them from the old and into the new. And different companies are moving at different paces. We've then got Nextech, which is really an IP incubator. It's what we did in the old EOH with the RCT world, but really looking at next generation technology, buying it in from the entrepreneurs, helping them consolidate it, scale it, you know, take it to new customers, and then putting them out into what I think our crown jewels are these five IP businesses that we had. They've been around for, you know, 30 years, and very entrenched, very specific IP for, you know, certain industries that and you know, they operate at sort of 20% margins as opposed to the sort of 9-10% of the rest of the business, given they're so specialized.
And obviously a big part of IP talent retention, ensuring you are an employer that attracts the best and brightest in the country. Has this strategy enabled you to do that? Is there still perhaps some work to do on that front?
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, to get these entrepreneurs really excited again, you need to incentivize them where they feel they're making a difference. And having them incentivized at the top holding company really didn't give them line of sight into making a difference and achieving their growth. So we will, now that we've got these different businesses, we can actually incentivize our staff and our, you know, main leadership really at the entity where they can make a difference.
That was EOH Group CEO Stephen Van Coller reporting back at the halfway mark on a turnaround story that certainly had the market agog today. It's up over 100% since that kitchen sink trading statement of Friday.